to Wolf Pack Woman. I'm Denise.
And I'm Susie.
Today we are going to be talking about emotional fitness, and more specifically, emotional fitness classes. Why? Because we are starting to offer them as a service. Susie will tell you a bit about it because she is one of the main class instructors.
Yes, so emotional fitness, what's it all about? We all have emotions and life is an emotional experience. Yet we tend to run away from our emotions, don't you think? We don't, unless we know about our emotions. I know so many people tell me that they didn't know stuff that we tell people. It's good because we're guiding you, yet people don't realise how to handle their emotions because nobody's actually told us. You know, you've been at school, nobody's actually gave you any kind of technique to how to deal with your emotions. I think they might be getting better now, but isn't that right, Denise? People don't know how to deal with emotions. Or they go down the positive thinking route, which actually makes it worse because you're sugarcoating how you truly feel.
Yeah, I mean, I often laugh about this because I used to think I was a positive person. But in hindsight, I was actually stressed and negative. But by putting a positive thing, spin on things would make me almost believe that I was positive, where that wasn't even true, you know. And like you said, we aren't taught about emotions. We talk about illnesses. But we're bringing awareness to illnesses, but as opposed to the reason why people become ill, disease with depression and anxiety, is because they don't know how to process it. So instead of obviously bringing awareness to these illnesses are super important, but also to preventative measures. Well, this is what the emotional fitness classes are all about, because like you said, we do experience life. Life is an emotional experience, and to be emotionally fit is just to basically work those emotions out within the body. That is what the space of the class allows us to do. So each day you choose a topic on certain emotions that people are experiencing right now.
Yeah, I think the group is, it tells you properly, it tells you it, not in technical terms of how to come and just sit and be you. And I think that's the best thing about it. It's giving you space, a safe space for you to be able to observe what you're thinking and feeling rather than going into the emotion, because emotions last for 90 seconds in your body. And that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to come through your body like sadness, but it's the stories, it's the memories. You know, don't forget, energy in memories is powerful stuff because it's like you are there. So people that suffer with post-traumatic stress or any kind of illness, their mind, that memory is so full on that they feel that they are there. And the beauty is observing it. And at the minute, as you know, Denise, we're working with kids at the minute, which has been fantastic because it's teaching them about the inner smile. It's teaching them about their virtues that everybody's got, that they are good, that they are kind, that they are loving, and they are brave to face their emotions. But not only that, we want kids to know that, you know, at the minute with the pandemic, flipping egg, sensitive kids, gosh, they are powerful because they are in touch with their emotions. They don't know what to do with their emotions. Now, I wish that somebody told me when I was younger that being sensitive was superpower, but nobody did. So I kept suppressing those feelings and emotions until obviously we started doing emotional fitness. And it's the best thing. I truly rate it as the best thing. You know, you're not sugarcoating anything. You're accepting it for in the moment. And even when you get scared and fearful, you don't feel scared because you know that somebody's got your back. And that's so, so important.
Yeah, because sometimes when you're in an emotion, it can be quite difficult to see. Sometimes you can get dragged into it, and having that space almost creates that ability to detach yourself from it. I was going to ask, so for people who, I guess, never experienced any sort of letting go or even meditation, what is the difference? What would you say the difference is? And or anybody that says, oh, I've done a meditation, but I can't do it, or, you know, that sort of thing.
I think really you're looking at people that you know, if you're into mindfulness, if you know a bit of mindfulness, because this is all it is, you know, if you've ever sat with yourself mindfully and use all your senses, I wouldn't say it's a meditation at all, because you are actually working on that emotion, because a feeling is just a sensation in your body, and that's what we're getting you to observe. We're not getting you to talk about stories or memories. Again, a lot of people, when you tell them, they really don't want to go down that route because you've got to bring the pain up and the hurt up. But in reality, that sensation will bring up that hurt and pain. You can cry it out and let it go, which is one of the best things to do. But because we've never been taught about letting go, we hold on like a dog with a bone. I know that because I've done that. And I guess at times, sometimes, because I'm not aware, because subconsciously your body's always remembering things and relaying stuff. You just, yeah, it's a, you know what? It's just, can you just say it's okay rather than letting go? Because once you acknowledge it and say it's okay, because you want people to know that this is a great thing to do for you. This is self-care. This is self-care for your emotions, you know, to let somebody know that they are okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, it is like letting go. Soon as somebody says it's okay, there's a bit of a relief.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? The most powerful thing that was ever said to me is, you know, Denise, everything's going to be okay. And I was like, oh, thank God you said it, because I really was thinking it wasn't going to be. Genuinely, I was just like, I just believed what was said because I really needed to hear that. And
well, Denise, yeah, I've got to say, I worked for years with disadvantaged teens, with domestic violence, with suicide, with the homeless. And I had this ability to make people feel safe and relaxed in my presence. Yeah, I didn't feel safe and relaxed in my body until I started doing emotional fitness. So there's a lot of strong silent warriors, I'd call them, that are doing the Groundhog day in, day out, but yet don't know how to set that boundary or set that. It's just that will, that desire to know that there's something out for me. And if you're always searching, you will find what you're searching for, which is the best thing. That emotions really, really, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And it's not about talking about your traumas or anything. It's about just being real with yourself, allowing yourself to be in a safe space and observe. That's the word we need, to focus on observing what's happening, not about getting into the stories and the memories.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's difficult, where people find even just meditation difficult because their head is like, they start thinking about other things. And what is good about the emotional fitness is it's okay to think about these things because it's bringing awareness to how your mind is working. It's a practice where you then get yourself to detach yourself from the energy that goes into wandering off or going around in circles, right? Because that becomes exhausting. And I feel like the emotional fitness is for everyone, although a lot of people don't know it yet, because like you said, everyone,
well, we all have emotions, right? Don't we? We all have emotions, we all have feelings.
Well, exactly. Unless you're a robot or some sort of I don't know, whatever. Then you know, it's we're all experiencing life, and you know, we're all getting triggered, or just, you know, the rigmarole of everyday life is quite exhausting. Sorry about the banging. I don't know if you can hear the banging going on in the background. The classes are run daily, And the topics are obviously different and the times are different. And, you know, we do like lunchtime ones, we do ones in the evening, even later on at night, because, you know, when you need them varies, right? Sometimes we might need a check, like have to just stop if we're getting super stressed and overwhelmed at work. And then these are the sort of classes that are perfect just to reset in the middle of the day. Or if you're really exhausted by the end of the day and you don't have energy to do anything, all the more reason to do it, because that's where you're expending too much energy. So everything that, you know, like you said, emotions take 90 seconds to release, but you need to give yourself that space. And when you carry them around, it does cause you to be overtired. And then even when you're overtired, sometimes you can't sleep. And that's like the worst, worst case scenario. Well, one of the
and again, it's not, it's, it makes you realize that you're not your emotions, you're not your thoughts. It teaches you another way of living, a good way of living, that this is natural, this is meant to be. But it's only until you start doing this way you start to realize how much stuff you've been believing about yourself that's not true. And then it's like having that clarity to move forward in your life. So for instance, if you've been stuck all your life in a dead-end job, you're going to start realizing the chatter that you've been saying to yourself and everything that was not true for you, but you believed it to be true. Again, that's conditioning and experience in life, you know? And I think it's important to let people know that, you know, when we do the Facebook Lives or anything that we record, it is there anyway for you to delve into at any time. There's no pressure, because we can appreciate if you're going to look into your emotions, it's brave doing it, you know. But a lot of people will use positive thinking and gratitude as a way to sugarcoat how they feel and think, yeah, I'm grateful for such and mighty, you know. But in reality, can you say with truth, can you say that you're, because that's what we do.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people use the law of attraction, and I think what people don't realize when they use that law of attraction is that the energy behind it. So even though you might really want something, there might be a fear of failing or some sort of fear or belief that you don't deserve it. And although you want it, because you have that belief or fear, that is what is stopping you get it. So it's not the fact that you haven't asked for it. It is, you're not specific enough, right? You want something, but you don't want it.
Beliefs, isn't it? And you're right, letting go is about the beliefs, and you'll naturally do that with the emotional fitness classes. And also, when you talk about the law of attraction, I can remember helping disadvantaged teens, and they were saying to me, oh, Susie, you need to watch The Secret, you need to do XXX with The Secret. Have you ever watched it? And I watched it and I thought to myself, I could see why it's a craze, but nobody seems to understand. You said energy, but I'd say the feeling. Nobody wants to feel the good stuff. They don't allow themselves to feel it. So how are you going to have the law of attraction work for you? Yeah. It's all about feeling. And that's what emotional acceptance does for you, because all of a sudden you might think, is this working, is it not? And all of a sudden you feel these shifts and you can feel it in a session. You don't have to wait forever. It's how you give yourself. You don't have to sit for years and years and years in therapy. You don't have to do that stuff. You just allow yourself just to be you in a safe space, somebody like us holding space for you, and then you allow yourself to feel that sensation. Acknowledge it in the here and now is the most important thing. That's why I said mindfulness. If you're into it, if you understand being conscious, meaning that you are listening and putting everything into that moment, you'll feel the shift then. It's when we're unconsciously doing something as if we're not even paying attention. That's when life just seems to sit you by. But when you're consciously aware, that's where the difference is. And that's how powerful emotional fitness can be for anybody, to get yourself from one state to another.
Yeah. And I think where it sounds easy, and it is, like the actual process is less painful than actually experience these emotions on a daily basis, right? But the point I'm trying to make is that we don't have that, if you've never done it before, it's really hard to understand consciousness, awareness, as it is a thing. To really truly understand your awareness is to truly go in and detach yourself from yourself. And I'm just talking from my own experience. I feel like I really understand it now, but I've been doing it for many years now. So it is something that, you know, when everyone says the answers are within, they are within. You don't have to ask your pals about what you're going to do or what you're going to choose. Like, you know, fundamentally, but to actually get those answers, there needs to be some sort of quiet. And that quiet comes from letting go, because that the noise is coming from those emotions that haven't been processed, right? They're all simmering in the surface.
And you have to, when you're, remember, you have to feel it to heal it. And when I say that, you have to feel that sensation that wants to come through your body. But because you're suppressing it, it can get worse and worse, like we've said before with illnesses. That's what all these illnesses are, because they're trapped and stagnated energy rather than anything else. So that's the words that you've used, the stories you're telling yourself, the memories that keep coming up. Come on, it's time to let that stuff be okay with it. If you've managed all that in your life, bloody hell, you can come on to a session and just try it out for yourselves, because it's worth so much more for you to do this for you, because it's so important. So important.
Yeah, and like you said, the term disease has kind of almost been misused in a way. It is dis-ease, right? So if you work the dis-ease within your body, it won't manifest as a disease, you know? So 90% of visits to the doctor are due to stress, right? So, you know, you can really impact your health by being emotionally fit in a positive way, right? So blood pressure, resting heart rate, to emotional eating, which obviously has a knock-on effect if you are a big emotional eater, you know, on your overall health, right? From weight, obesity, to heart disease, things like that. So it is very important to have, and that's why I guess that the fitness aspect comes into play, because the emotionally fitter you are, the healthier you are, right? The healthier mind you have. And automatically, the result of letting go and letting these emotions go is positivity. You don't have to think positive. You therefore are positive, because you're feeling lighter, you're feeling more positive. So it's not.
And it's like saying to people, yeah, stop putting a band-aid on your emotions and get them sorted, because all you're doing is causing more suppression within you. And, you know, depression is massive. What's the number one thing about depression? We can't express how we're feeling. We can't express our truth. And it's all down to feelings and emotions. It's okay to feel what you're feeling. It's okay not to feel okay. And that's what we need to draw on, you know, because you're sometimes you go down these routes and you'll think to yourself, it's one of the worst things. But what was the worst thing? You're actually here to grow and expand, but you can't grow and expand if your thinking is stuck, if you're you know, stagnated in these old thinking and thought patterns. They need to be looked at. They need to be. And the beauty again is, oh my gosh, why, you know, if you don't want to, people say, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to. No, you don't have to talk about anything. Just feel that sensation, even if you're comfortably numb in your emotions, which most people are, because you'll tell people to relax and they're like, you tensed up, and you say, no, relax. So your body could be full of tension, but allow yourself, give yourself that time just to sit, and you become more and more you know.
Yeah, and I think now is the best time to start doing this, because we are currently being pressured quite a lot or we pressure ourselves, in fact, you know, with lockdown after lockdown, the uncertainty we're living in, you know, people might have difficulty with their businesses, having to juggle children and business, or just working from home, whatever it may be, or financial problems. These are all pressures that as much as you
you're letting the external control you, when in reality, when you do this work, you start to realize that I have so much more control. I think that's really, really good point to understand here, that externally, because we're watching the news or listening to friends or whatever, we're allowed in all that bullshit to take over how we truly feel. Yet when you do this work, you find you are the one in control of your emotions. You're the one in control of your feelings. Now I've done a bit of work on it, I can continue this and know that I have the ability to do whatever I want to do my way. If you're going to look externally, you'll always have this pain and suffering. And pain and suffering at the end of the day is your thought and thinking process. That's where the pain and suffering comes from. Yeah. Not the next person that's standing next to you or telling you something, because they're not thinking the same thoughts like you.
Yeah.
So we must remember that all pain and suffering is coming from the thinking and thought patterns that you hold. And nobody else will know that, only you. So your fight is against you, really.
Yeah.
So this is just an open conversation to say, stop the fight with you and jump on. Get on, have a go, you know?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And the external, internal argument is really strong, because at the moment, I mean, I spoke to a girl a couple of months ago and her business was suffering, and the only thing that was going to make her feel better was getting out of lockdown, and that was the second lockdown, and she was massively stressed, and she refused to believe that there was anything that she didn't want to do anything to help her business. She just, all she wanted was, my business was fine before and now it's not fine because of lockdown. When we're out of lockdown, which was like at that point a week away, everything will go back to normal. So now you look a couple months down the line, not even, and you know, I would hate to think how her business is doing now, given that it's going to be an endless lockdown, on and off lockdown, what it seems. Anyway, so had
you just can't give up.
Yeah,
you just can't give up. You've got to know that everything will pass. Everything will pass, but it's, the only way it's going to pass is if you deal with your emotions. Everybody's been up and down. It's like a roller coaster and you just want to come off. So if you are feeling, if you're on a roller coaster and you want to come off, stop people pleasing and saying yes to everything, and because you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself emotionally. And this affects you mentally, physically, you know?
Yeah, and I think you're right. The killing yourself aspect of just literally not listening. I mean, the reason why you're feeling a certain way is deep down, you're miserable, right? So by not acknowledging it, you're creating more pain for yourself. And that's the worst, like, sort of infliction. You know, you can blame others sometimes for your pain, but when you're doing it to yourself, you've got no one else to blame but yourself. So it's really important to identify that you are suffering, that you want to change the way you feel, and you can really easily achieve that calm, you know, in a 30-minute class, and help you shift and see life through a different lens, not the lens that you're currently experiencing right now.
Yeah, and be open to it. And while we finish on this topic, the number one question I have with people is, Susie, can I join that group? I'm not physically fit at the minute, but can I join? And it's like, you're okay. There's nothing physical about your emotions. I just want you to sit with the sensation. Oh, I thought you were going to get me to do some heavy lifting. No, emotional fitness is all about your emotions, yeah? So let me just clear that up for you now. If you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I don't want another fitness thing on. I don't want to be Joe Wicks. Not Joe Wicks, honestly, it's all about being okay with what the hell's coming up for me right now, right here. All right.
Yeah, so it is literally, you are working these emotions out of your body. That's the whole essence, working it out. That's why we're referring it to as a class, as a fitness, because you work out with your body. This is just another way of working out with your body.
And we believe in it, and we know that so many people will benefit, whether you're kids, whether you're...
We live and breathe it, right? So
yeah. So you've got, you know, and it is, you know, so many people, it's like me years ago, you had to escape your house. You had to go to a retreat. You had to go to a spa. If you can't sit with yourself in your own home, you need emotional fitness. Because we are training ourselves that if I'm going to feel good, I need to go out. I need to go to a spa. I need to do... No. That's a start off, that there's something's going off and you need to sort it out, because you should never be running away from your own four walls, which people want to do. We've been taught that. We've been taught that it's okay to run away from your feelings and your thoughts and, you know, but no, it's sitting still with it.
Yeah, the eye of the storm, sitting in the eye of the storm, essentially.
Yeah, and there's always calm after the storm. Believe in that, my friends. It really is. But you've got to be brave enough to sit in it. And I know everybody who's listening, they will be brave enough to want to sit with it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Susie. And we'll speak to everyone later. If anyone's got any questions, I'll leave the link in the description. You can jump on the classes. The classes are currently free. Speak to you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.